other dimensions, where we go at night when we sleep, and much more fascinating information about his and our ET heritage. So he has a YouTube channel where he explains all these things. He has an Esasani alien being living inside of him, who I guess he channels. And he does a lot of music. He does a lot of hip-hop, much like his wife, Chris DeRosa. A lot of starseed, galactic, woke hip-hop of the conscious variety. We're actually going to hear some heart chakra cleansing music. And if there's time, we're going to hear one of his raps. So once again, this is Arcturus Ra, husband of Exoterra. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Here is Arcturus Ra.
Oh. my music when I meet him way up there. If I play too sweet, I'll turn on the heat. Oh, Gabriel likes my music when I meet him way up there. If there's too much tune, I'll use my music. All the best stuff to do when I come knocking. Oh, beat start rocking. Oh, he starts singing. Golden bells will be ringing. Oh, it's bad. They will back my music when I climb that golden stair. If there's too much moan, I'll change my tone. Play too sharp, I'll try that on. If he says no, I'll go below. Oh, Gabriel likes my music.
From home, baby, before you was grown, you was running and ripping, wouldn't let other women's men alone. Baby, you better know your business. Say you better know your business. I mean, you better know your business. Don't you want to live in this world here long? Say you get a good man, then you won't treat him right. You lay around at other women's men at night. Baby, you better know your business. Baby, please know your business. I mean, you better know your business. Don't you want to live in this world here long? Say you're always going, baby, in and out, trying to show other women's men just what you got. Baby, why don't you know your business? Baby, please know your business. I mean, you better know your business. Don't you want to live in this world here long? Say you're flying high now, someday you will fly low. You get dog bitter, be by old Fido. Baby, please know your business. Baby, please know your business. I mean, you better know your business. Don't you want to live in this world here long? Say you taking exposing from your head to your knees. Next thing you know, you'll have a case of the old TB. Baby, please know your business. Baby, please know your business. I mean, you better know your business. Don't you want to live in this world here long?
Remember, dead air is no sin. That's Courtney here. Your guys are WFMU. Just heard from Bo Carter. And you better know your business. But Bo Carter. Before that was Stuff Smith and the violin. And his Onyx Club boys with I Hope Gabriel Likes My Music. So I'm here every Tuesday following some show and preceding another show on WFMU. Now, over in the Poutin Shanty, that's my Poutin Shanty. That's the old Codger's Poutin Shanty in East Orange. It's across my yard. That's where me and my buddies hang out. Where until recently we programmed a show before WFMU station mogul and reigning oligarch Ken Friedman insisted that we have to return to the Jersey City studios. Now, the Poutin Shanty, we hosted our show there for last year because Ken Friedman told everybody in Jersey City to go broadcast somewhere else because he didn't feel safe around the WFMU DJs for some reason. I think it had to do with the hazardous waste that passes from music on WFMU. This is not my safe space. I felt much more at home hosting the show from the Poutin Shanty. Anyway, sorry, we're talking about it. Someone said that the Poutin Shanty, that they said is a sausage fest. Well, we do like to grill the stuff there, you know, sausage. We saute it along with some potatoes, onions, and bell peppers. It's delicious, a little bit of olive oil, you know. Then the person explained that's not what she meant. She said that there's another definition for a sausage fest. Then she delicately explained. Okay, anyway, sausage fest, second definition. Look, we appreciate the ladies around here. Lola Bell Pancake, she's my assistant, she will attest to this. So will Eunita Bodenheim and Blossom Moskowitz. We just don't always have enough chairs to go around in the Poutin Shanty, so the men, we offer our laps. It's the gentlemanly thing to do. Now, speaking of the ladies, we have a new product for the ladies from Del Barton Dainties. It will be introduced by Eunita Bodenheim. Now, this product comes from Canada. Eunita says that this coming Thursday is Canada Day. Well, I've never been there, but I'm told it's located just north of Duluth. Well, anyway, at the Poutin Shanty, we have never negotiated any treaties with Canada, but we have never declared war on them either, and Canada has never attacked us. They've never accused us of being a sausage fest. And maybe there's some good 78 RPM artists who originated in Canada. But, you know, as long as it's going to be Canada Day on Thursday, that sounds like a holiday. So we welcome another holiday. So we can celebrate something, anything, with drinking and rude behavior. Meanwhile, here is our new sponsor, so we can pay the bills around here. And by bills, I mean keep the supply closets filled with Sly Weasel bourbon and Rancho Malario cigars. Our accountant tabulates those expenses under infrastructure.
Some lucky women have husbands who take trips overseas to foreign climes as far afield as Manitoba and smuggle back exquisite underwear. Some lucky girls have generous fathers who do the same. Now every woman can have glamorous underlovelies with that no-bulge Canuck look. Made popular worldwide by Canada's women in the know, the Desjardins Canderiere is exotic international underwear straight from our neighbor to the north's fashion capital, Winnipeg. And due to a recent detente in U.S.-Canadian arms talks, legally available stateside for the first time. The Canderiere is made of 60% CanCon-compliant materials, and its innovative adjustable riveting gives you whatever shape you need when you need it. Sport it under your swimsuits, evening gowns, golfing togs, even rompers. And dusting need no longer be drudgery when you've got a Canderiere under your house dress. Do you like to walk? Return to a more natural gait. You can even indulge your love of doubles tennis. The Can Derrière's space-age can-elastic construction is precision-engineered to prevent the audible squelches and squeaks brought on by vigorous movement in your other girdles. Going on a hot date? No more worries if your beau gets a little grabby in the back seat. With a silky smooth skin-like texture that molds to your every curve, the Can Derrière's front and rear modesty panels feature an outer sheath of injection-molded silicone that will fool even the most experienced of hands, while the optional security panel with a micro-combination lock ensures that you can still walk down the aisle in white one day. The Can Derrière comes in diverse colors. Choose flesh, medium, ebony, or saran. All feature a secret gardenia-scented sachet. It's hidden in the waistband to keep you fresh and lovely even on the hottest days and nights. Who knows what volatile international politics may bring? So get a Desjardins Can Derrière while they're no longer contraband. Carried exclusively by Del Botton Intimates, you can now ask for it by name.
It is a suspicion, and it feels. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the Java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore. Why don't the poets go into rhyme and rave about it more? For only then can a man forget the sweat and the worries of his baneful lot, as he calmly enjoys his toast and most of all for Brisbane. Breakfast time on other days means bolting at fever heat, but on Sunday morning there's the time when a man has time to eat and eat when a man.
Hey, Corporal, my mother's a bit sick. Can I have leave?
Oh, I can't give you leave, Cobber.
No. Sergeant, my mother's very ill. Can I have leave?
Sally, up!
Captain, excuse me. My mother's in hospital, dangerously ill. Can I have some leave?
I'm frightfully sorry, old boy, but we're all dangerously ill. I know. I'm frightfully sorry. You can't have leave.
Hey, Colonel, I've just sent a wire to say my mother's dying. Can I have some leave?
What do you mean, a common private approaching a colonel for leave? Certainly not. 14 days CB.
Wouldn't it? We've said oh yeah, and we've said okay, but they're all out of date today. Australia has found a phrase that's new. You say two words and think the rest, or say the rest if it sounds best. In case you haven't heard, we're asking you. When you're home on leave for a long weekend, and you find the major with your girlfriend, wouldn't it ruin your future? When your alimony is overdue, and your paybook's red ink instead of blue, wouldn't it ruin your future? It's all right for the brass hats who know the army game, but we poor flaming privates, we all say the same. When you're looking fit and you're feeling fine, and the MO orders are number 9, wouldn't it ruin your future?
Private Muggins, do you realize that the whole company is out of step but you?
What did you say, Sarge?
The whole company is out of step but you.
Okay, Sarge, you tell them about it. You're in charge.
When you're out of bounds for a nice long drink,
and you get instead 7 days in clink,
Wouldn't
that ruin your future?
When you're broken walking down the street,
and you get the eye from each tavern you meet,
Wouldn't
that flaming well shoot you?
We like this flaming army, we work and do our bit,
but we just can't help laughing, cause their sergeant's such a wit.
When you dream that you're on pleasure bent,
and you wake up cold in the same old tent,
Wouldn't it?
I'll say it. Would you know that crown sergeant? The big...
I'm a real live wire and I never tire. Yes, sir, I'm a red hot shot. I can cook your meals, turn the factory wheels, cause I'm ready, kilowatt. When you toast your toast or you roast your roast, it is I who makes them hot. I'm in your TV set with every show you get, cause I'm ready, kilowatt. I'm the little man who's always there. I'm a powerful high voltage guy. I'm so full of spark, I can light up the dark. And you should see me wink my electric eye. I wash and dry your clothes, play your radios, I can heat your coffee pot. I am always there with lots of power to spare, cause I'm ready, kilowatt. Remember, just plug in. I'm ready.
If I do, I will try it 4 or 5 times. Skip bout to dead it, go dead and dead. La la la, da da da, load it, da load, let it, da do do do, la 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 la.
That was a Lionel Hampton, and 4 or 5 times it was called. Before that, Ready Kilowatt. It was the Ready Kilowatt song. He's singing about electricity. I'm supposed to read this here. It says, not available in California. Before that was Jack Lumsdaine and Ward Leopold, and a song from World War II called Wouldn't It? Cole Porter with his demo for Sunday Morning Breakfast Time. Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang did I'll Never Be the Same. And Bessie Tucker sang the Katy Blues. Now, I'm Courtney. You know, you come to this radio station, and this show in particular, not just for good music, but for the truth. That's right. Because I'm going to tell you what's really going on at WFMU. Now, Del Barton Surveillance has been digging into WFMU's management and their business dealings. And they discovered one big reason why WFMU's programming is so bad. It's because a good deal of WFMU's programming is controlled by China. That's right, the Chi-Coms call the shots around here. They have Ken Friedman and his little Maoist underlings on their payroll. The leadership of the People's Republic of China is pouring so much money into WFMU that the station, they don't really need these fundraisers that they claim they host every so often. Give us money. Give us money. We need money to pay the bills. We're going to go off the air if you don't give. That's what they do. They're always asking listeners to contribute money to keep the station afloat. It's a racket. There's only one program on this station that deserves your donations. But we, me, your Codger show will never simply ask you to send money to the old Codger radio show. What,
Lola Bell? Oh.
Well, Lola Bell reminds me that we did this during the March on air fundraiser. But she also reminds me that it worked. We spent that money a long time ago on, you know, infrastructure. That's why we sell airtime to the fine sponsors of this program. But by the way, as far as programming infiltrated by the Chi-Coms here at WFMU, this program, the Old Codger Radio Show, the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir, uses entirely U.S.-sourced 78 RPM records. And we play these records like they're going out of style. Because they are, especially at WFMU, where they mostly play records that are propaganda tools of foreign agents. Well, we're going to pay some more bills. We need more infrastructure. So here's Gus Bodenheim with another fan sponsor of the Old Codger Radio Show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Gus Bodenheim here, reminding you of how great it is to start your day with a cleansing cup of black colon coffee. Why, I have a steaming hot cup right here, and I'm about to enjoy the penultimate pleasure of my morning. Are you as tired of lackluster morning coffee as I am? Does your breakfast blend make you just want to go back to bed? Does your espresso feel more like El Local? Do you find that your Kenya cannot? Does your French roast make you want to surrender? Try Black Colon Coffee. As soon as you feel that stimulating intestinal burning sensation, you'll know that Black Colon Coffee means business. From Del Barton Roasters, a flavor your stomach can't ignore. Oh, excuse me.
Never leave Big Fat Bill again. walking along out there.
God made man in his own image, and all things were going right. But it seems that man was doomed to sin and fall. Eve, she tasted of the apple, begged till Adam took a bite. And that put the human family to the wall. After Adam was begot, woman kept on going wild, causing men to have all kinds of punishments. We can plainly understand, woman was made after man, and she's been after man ever since. What a shame it is that women try to be so much like men. They will run for office if they get a chance. Men had just as well stop calling his dear precious wife old hen, for the time has come when she should wear the pants. How they dress, it is a sight. Wear their skirts so short and tight, they can hardly make it when they cross the fence. But they do the best they can. Woman was made after man, and she's been after man ever since. Yes, indeed, today the woman tries to be so much like man. She will even have her hair cut short like his. Some will gamble and sell liquor. They will bootleg all they can. Oh, it's dreadful how deceitful woman is. They get lipstick in a box, paint their lips and roll their socks. They think they know more than all the presidents. Woman thinks she's mighty grand, but she was made after man, and she's been after man ever since. Are courting one who says she loves you well, do not think it's true because she hugs your neck. For she surely will deceive you, and she'll slip around and tell that she'd marry you to get your little check. Boy, you'd better take it slow. All she's after is your dough. Just watch out, and very soon you'll be convinced. She'll make love to the band, but she was made after man, and she's been after man ever out of my mind.
I got horses, I got numbers on my mind. And my wife is getting mad at me, I find. She told me, baby, if you want me to stay, I'm quitting you today if you don't get them horses and numbers out of your mind. I was sitting in church on Sunday morning, and the preacher asked me what day was you born, and how that reverend glared at me when I shouted 503. I can't get them horses out of my mind.
That was Clarence Williams and his orchestra with I Got Horses and Got Numbers on My Mind. Before that, I played the song by Blind Alfred Reed called Woman's Been After Man ever since. And the phone's lit up. I've been answering the phone since then. The women are all complaining, and the men are all calling the station going, that's right. He's nailed it. That's exactly the way it is. And then the women call and they complain. Instead of being subjugated or something, I don't know, or disrespected. It was just a song. That's all. It's just a song. I like the song. It's a great song, isn't it? It's got a message in it. Yes, a great message. I'm just going to move on with the rest of the playlist. Before Blind Alfred Reed, this is Courtney, by the way, the old codger, on WFU, in case you're wondering who's responsible for this. It's me. Billiken, Johnson, and Neil Roberts did Frisco Blues. And Gus was in there with a commercial for a black cold and coffee, another fine from Del Barton Roasters. They'll pay the beers around here. That's right. Got to fill up the supply closets with the infrastructure. So look. Look at the clock. You know what time it is. That's right. Oh, look at yours. You got a big smile on your face. I can see it. It's time for another soundtrack from a major motion picture starring Flip the Frog! That's right. Now, this is School Days from 1932. Now, we're going to hear the soundtrack. It's wonderful music. This is let me tell you about the film. It is a comeback film of sorts for Flip. You see, in 1932, at the height of his popularity as an actor, Flip the Frog mysteriously disappeared. Well, there was rumors circulating that he had drowned. But the Hollywood gossip columns were skeptical. He's a frog. Who ever heard of a frog drowning? Others suspected foul play. Detectives were put on the case. They searched through all the swamps. Perhaps it was a mob hit. Or maybe he was being held hostage. Maybe Flip ended up on the menu at some fancy French restaurant. Then, 2 months after he disappeared, Flip the Frog was spotted vacationing in Tierra del Fuego with the famous and very wealthy evangelist Sister Amy Semper McPhibian. And this caused a scandal, and it was outrage. There were headlines, newsreels, and the press releases were flying out of the motion picture studio's publicity department. Well, the disgraced Sister Amy was forced to resign from her ministry. Flip the Frog made a very public confession about his romantic tryst with Sister Amy. Now, the studio wanted to cancel his contract because he had breached the morals clause. But there was an overwhelming public expression of forgiveness for Flip the Frog. His adoring fans, they wanted him back. So, not only did the studio not fire him, they gave him a raise and a a box of fine cigars, and a new motor car. And he continued making major motion pictures. 3 weeks after the scandal broke, Sister Amy gave birth to 200 tadpoles. Now, the guest stars in School Days, starring Flip the Frog, were the cameos and the walk-ons and the guest stars in this major motion picture. Let's see, there's Kip and Kat Mousley and their toddler son, Pinch Mousley. Then the great British comedian, Ivor Mechtin. There's a very young, you're not going to believe this, it's true, a very young Hardy White. Yes, WFMU's Hardy White. He never talks about his longtime acting career but on his WFMU program, but it's true. You'll see him. Well, you'll hear him. Maybe you'll hear him if he has a speaking role in this major motion picture starring Flip the Frog. Shecky Neon Beef, isn't it? Milagros Horridge, Chewing Gum, that's his nickname, Chewing Gum O'Brien, and Cleavis Muldrum. So here is the soundtrack of the major motion picture starring, you know who, School Days from 1932 on The Old Codger Show on WFMU.
Thank you. We've got a port spare. You won't scorch there because we have plenty of sunshade. You can play poker, use the joker, and in bridge, you should see me trump my partner's ace of spades. And if you want to stay for the weekend, pick your own bedroom, the blue room, the gold room, or the red room. You get under the cover and dream of your lover and make yourself at home. When your daily work is done, come in anytime you want to have some fun. Take off your coat and vest, stick out your chest, and make yourself at home. Rover and his gang of little pups that are roving all around the buttercup. No fear of them biting you. They're just inviting you to make yourself at home. And when you're dozing, eyes are closing, and you're reposing with ease, there's a feeling of contentment that heaven sent me as you're kissed by the evening breeze. Oh, yes, we've got a bottle, oh, I should say a dozen bottles on the shelf. Come in any time you want to help yourself. You can drink till you're satisfied. I don't care if you get ossified. But make yourself at home.
That's the last music you're going to hear on this program. That's Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestrator, Bix Beiderbecke, on the cornet on that, Three Blind Mice. Sophie Tucker with Make Yourself at Home. Cab Calloway and his orchestra. Cab was singing a song called Papa's in Bed with his britches on. What was that about? And then Flip, 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 Flip the Frog! With the soundtrack of the major motion picture. School Days. His comeback. his comeback major motion picture. After his brief fall from grace. That was 1932. Well, this is Courtney. If you want to write to me, I do just postcards. Write to me at my bunker in East Orange. I'll get it. If you want to call me, I always love hearing from the listeners. You can call me on my phone. I don't give my phone number out on the radio very much, but I should. It's the same phone number I've had since 1892. You can write it down. Get a pencil. Well, I can't wait. Time's up because the show's over. Just try to remember it. My phone number is 6. I'll be back next week. Remember, on this program, satisfaction is always guaranteed. Or you can try real hard to get your money back. No one's ever succeeded yet, but it's worth a try. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. You stay tuned for this guy, Devin. He's on with some program about music from major motion pictures.